keeping it real. Real's how we keep it. Get ready for Eddie. Sit back and peep it.
Greetings of peace. Welcome to the Dean Show. Do you have teeth? Your children have teeth? You want to keep your teeth? We got an expert on teeth. Dr. Lena Garcia on the Dean Show. How are you, doctor?
Very good. It's a pleasure being here. Thanks for inviting me for your show.
Thank you for being with us. Tell us a little bit about what you do. You actually, I was told, you have two doctorate degrees in this specific area of teeth. Can you tell us a little about your history and your bio?
Yeah, I'm a DMD, which is a doctor in medical dentistry, and I am a DDS, doctor in dental surgeon. That means just that I went through different schools in different countries. I started in Brazil, and I was trained by Dr. Limpa Faisal, which is a well-known holistic dentist in Brazil. Then I came to the States, and I went to Boston University. That's where I got the different degrees, and I have practice. You know, I've been staff in hospitals for over 25 years, and so lots of experience with the, you know, hospitals and patient care. But the way I practice is we call holistic dentistry because it includes the whole body. So the teeth becomes part of your whole body. It's not just a separate part of the body that has to be taken care separately. So whatever material you put in your mouth, whatever ways you numb the teeth, whatever kind of anesthetics you use, or it has to do with the whole body. So if you don't want a patient to have, you know, the heart beating too fast, or you have to choose anesthetics that are going to support that. Mm-hmm. So when I take care of a patient individually, each person has a different need, and they have different medical needs. And so we take care of them thinking of the whole body.
Yeah.
So every blood that goes around your teeth goes around your whole body, your heart, your knees, your joints, and therefore it's a holistic approach to medicine.
So now what's the main difference between, let's say, your conventional dentist, which you have that degree also, but is it a fair assessment that you have gone above and beyond? So you have that license and you went on to expand your horizon of knowledge. Is that correct?
Right. Which means that every practitioner should take whatever part of the body that they are specialized in and expand that to the whole body so they become better practitioners, just gotcha. Because now they see the whole body. They don't see just fixing a tooth and putting a material in that tooth that could affect the rest of the body, or either mercury or metal crowns or even metal implants, if that is going to affect the rest of the body. So I choose the materials. I work with Dr. Grasso, which is a DO, a physician, and then with Jim Marlowe, which are nutritionists. And we have this holistic approach to help patients to not just fix their teeth, but to get their guts and the whole flora in their mouth going and healthy. Because the microorganisms in the body, in my practice, we use a microscope. So we take a little sample of the mouth, and in that sample, we can see a lot of the microorganisms. Some of them are healthy, some of them are very unhealthy. And that helps us to see where the patients are health-wise.
I see.
And then, obviously, I refer them to Jim Marlowe to help them with their nutrition, and Dr. Grasso to help them get off their medications that many, many times are unnecessary to be on, and taking drugs that are causing side effects. So through nutrition, through a proper care of their teeth and their medical needs, we help them to be the healthiest they can be. And that's what you see in the book. Cleaner teeth, longer life.
Yeah.
The focus is about longer life.
Absolutely. You make a great team. So I got referred to you from Chief Nutritionist, my good friend, Jim Marlowe.
Absolutely.
We got your husbands here. Also, you guys make a great team, Dr. Grasso and you, doctor, guys working together. It's amazing, and we want to get this simple yet profound advice. I mean, it's so important. I'm going to give you a story. A friend of mine, he's talking about, you know, what the kids get two set of teeth, right? At yes. What age do their first set of teeth start falling out? About what time?
Six.
Okay. Yeah. After that, your next teeth start forming, right? Your right. main teeth for the rest
right.
of your life. Now, those things are supposed to last for the rest of your life. I know there are dead corpses with teeth that are still in their attached to their skeleton. Is this right?
Exactly.
But I'm amazed. The guy's telling me he's going. This kid is like, 10, 11, and he's going to get a root canal. And then he goes to the dentist, and they got candy right there at the,
offering candy.
What is wrong? I mean,
something really.
I don't think God made a mistake when he made these teeth to come out so early. Right. God, what's going on?
Did not process food to a point where they have to steal your nutrients in order to be digest.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, children should be eating foods that are going to support their health.
Why don't doctors, when you go to the doctor, he just says brush and floss?
Oh, no, they don't say even that. I think they say fluoride.
Okay,
and
yes.
they will say, here's a candy. They want a more decay because they want a more work. So maybe that's a little bit of that. Disease, the business of disease pays way better than the business of health.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to support health.
Yeah.
But a lot of practitioners and the whole medical system and pharmaceutical, they're there to support disease because that's what makes money.
So tell us, is it, okay, it's a huge epidemic of just, you got people, I know a lot of my family, people I know, they go to get cheaper. They're like, people are, even young adults at the age of 30, 40, they got new teeth. I said, what happened to your old teeth? You know, and yeah. I have a lot of experience there because I want to do everything right. I'd go to the dentist and the dentist would say just floss, and I've been to many, floss. The ones I went to just said, make sure you floss and brush. Nothing about nutrition. And then I would bring up anything about, the things I'm eating. No worries. Just go ahead.
Right.
Then every time I'd go back to the dentist, I couldn't get away from the cavity.
Exactly.
This was the first time after spending time with my friend Jim Marlowe and also getting off of sugar, white
yes,
processed refined
absolutely.
Sugar. It was, and then I also adding a few other things, yes. oil pulling.
Sure.
And I got our new friend, we'll be talking about
yes.
this, the miswak. We're going to revive the sunnah. Yes. You know a lot about the miswak, don't
you? Well, I've been trying to create a toothpaste.
Let me go before that. Let me just get my point, and then you comment on
please.
This. So finally, I went to the dentist. First time, thank God, no cavities. First time. But my point is, one, you have young men, women at the age of 30, 40, their teeth are just falling out. They're going over, overseas. It's cheaper to get, fixed teeth. Do we have a problem? Should it be like that?
Well, it's an epidemic of, disease. It's an epidemic of lack of real nutrients mm-hmm. in our diet. And if you go eat any place, you're not going to get your real food.
Mm.
So our bodies are getting more and more depleted. And of course, it's your teeth are a proof of the lack of calcification and health in the whole body.
Yeah.
But other parts are falling apart too. The teeth are just there because you check them and it's easy to diagnose the problems that they are having. To point it out to be the weak part. But there's a lot of other weak parts in the body. So when we take care of our teeth, we're taking care of the whole body because mm-hmm. your bones are going to be healthier. Your gut are going to be as healthy, should be healthy as mm-hmm. the bugs in your mouth too. So I mentioned that already, but we take samples in our practice and we put in a microscopy to see what kind of microorganisms. And we can see spirochetes, which are the same cousins of the spirochetes that cause Lyme's disease. Mm-hmm. When you start seeing the kind of more developed pathogenic bad bugs, you know that something is not right. That's where, as a dentist, I support them to change their diets, to get off the drugs, and start this whole process. Because the mouth, for my specialty and for what I do, is the doorway for me to get access to what's happening to that patient. And
it tells
the doorway to, as a physician, to help the patient to improve their overall health.
Yeah, let's hold there. The doorway to good health Let's we're going to take a break. I said, if you have teeth, your children have teeth, you want to hold on to those teeth. We don't want to be losing our teeth. We got an expert on teeth here in the Dean Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Take that simple step that you ask your maker to guide you, that he'll guide you.
Yes, I advise this a lot so for people who are searching. Put your head on the floor in the state of prostration, like all the prophets did, and ask the creator of the universe to show you the way, to guide you to the straight path. And someone who sincerely asks for guidance, subhanAllah, they'll find it in Islam.
That's it. Back here on the Dean Show with the doctor of teeth and the author of Cleaner Teeth, Longer Life. What do you mean someone can't relate? Well, what does that have to do with my life? If I have clean teeth, how do I have a longer life? If someone's like, what are you talking about?
That's a great question. What means is cleaner teeth means you don't have mercury fillings, you don't have metal crowns, you don't have root canal teeth.
And that's like 80, 90% of the population.
Exactly, but that's why the book is here to educate people, to understand that their choices for what kind of procedures they are allowing dentists to do for them, what kind of procedures they are choosing, it's dictating their overall health. Mm-hmm. So when I mean in the book by saying cleaner teeth, I mean a cleaner mouth, not a dirty mouth. And we have a chapter that Jim and I wrote in this book that gives the little story. The dirty mouth is not about swearing and saying bad words, but the dirty mouth that we refer in our book is in regards to cleaner mouth. So you clean it all. You take the infections, the gum infections, which is very common. That's why Mizwak is such a beautiful stick. It's a beautiful branch there.
You're one of the only, I have a Dr. Saeed that I referred you to. He obviously knows about the Mizpak, but most they have no clue about this Mizwak. You're one of the few and only that knows about it. We're going to get to that in a second, but go ahead, finish your point.
So a cleaner mouth means that you put materials in your mouth that's going to be supportive of your health. Mm-hmm. Obviously, mercury is not one of them. And the ADA still approves it. It still approves it. And as a matter of fact, it's been taken out of market in different countries, but it's still something that...
You're talking about the mercury fillings.
Yes,
That's poisonous. It's toxic.
Yes.
It affects...
neurotoxin. It's really toxic.
So if you have it, I know a lot of people are getting it out now.
Yes, but you got to make sure also how you're taking it out. Mm-hmm. If you're just drilling it out, it's not appropriate because then you're going to be swallowing it.
Ooh.
And it's a neurotoxin. So it has affinity for, tissues in the body that are very sensitive and very delicate. We don't want to impregnate them with, mercury or, the other metals that are into that amalgamation of the mercury with other metals. But also, you got to be careful. Nowadays, it's so popular that people accept metal implants, which is another big issue because every different metals you have in your mouth, it creates this galvanic battery.
So what do you do instead
of the saliva plus all the different metals? Now you have this this battery going on that affects the brain, the thyroid. So you need to make choices. It's not just going to the dentist and fixing a toothache. It's going to the dentist and making choices. What will be the best to support your health?
Mm-hmm.
And so that goes for, the metal crowns. Many times people come to me and they're like, no, I took all my mercury out. I don't have any more metals. And I look in the x-ray and they have all those metal crowns because they put this layer of porcelain outside and patients now see white and they think that they don't have any more metals, but they still do. So it takes it's about finding the right practitioner that can guide you to make the right choices. And it's about the patients to be educated. That's why the book is here.
Yeah.
So patients can be educated in all those topics and then make the right choice where they are at that moment and where they want to be 5-10 years later.
We're going to watch this clip and I'll get your feedback on it.
Okay. Isaac was exposed to fluoride at a young age. Can you show your teeth? Can you show your teeth? He had this tooth completely dissolved, and he had these other two teeth almost completely dissolved, but they've already started to grow back because of his exposure to fluoride. When that happened, I started to think, you know, maybe dentists don't know exactly what they're talking about. I mean, after all, they recommend that you get a fluoride treatment for your kid when he's about a year old, and it seems like for a lot of kids that does a lot more harm than it does good. After all, fluoride is a highly toxic substance, and because of that, and because I have realized that as I've gotten older and I've spent more time brushing and flossing my teeth, I've gotten more cavities. A lot of stuff that's wrong with the way that people tell you to take care of your teeth. You seem to get a lot more cavities by following their directions than you would if you knew how to actually cure cavities.
What are your comments? You talk about at the age of one, fluoride treatment. Let's start there.
Yes.
What do you have to say? That's something that's common practice, right? And what is fluoride treatment for people that don't know? What does that entail? Yeah. And what is your comments on what
fluoride,
he was talking about?
It's a toxin. It's something that has been actually banned from different countries now.
Banned?
Yes.
But like, here, don't come in. They kicked it out.
Don't come in. Don't add that to the water. And here in our country, in the United States, it's something that we put in our public water, mm-hmm, without measuring who is drinking that water. Because even if fluoride was topically advisable, which is not what I tell patients, but when you take it into your body, that has a whole different purpose. You're no longer treating teeth. Now you're treating the whole body. You're swallowing it. It's the same as if someone would suggest to put different drugs in the water, in the public water. Mm. It's against medical principles, do no harm. Mm. If the child that is drinking their water and the adult that's drinking their water, they have completely different needs. Therefore, it's not appropriate to have the same amount, even if fluoride was a good thing, as they claim it is. It wouldn't be objective to be there if you have different people drinking the water with totally different needs. Mm-hmm. Fluoride is a neurotoxin. It should not be. It causes tons of different toxicity to different parts of the body. And it's proven. If people read my book, there is a whole chapter on fluoride. And it really will inform you exactly what fluoride is doing. In the meantime, until you educate yourself what fluoride is doing, there's a lot of other things one can do. Oil pulling. In the case of the child, you have to look, what is this child doing? Are they being breastfed and not the teeth are not being polishing afterwards? Because every time a child breastfeeds, you have to go in there and clean their teeth. Mm-hmm. Even if it's during the night, you got to be careful with that, because if the mother is eating more sugars than she can handle, or better yet, that the baby can handle, that's affecting the baby.
Yeah.
So the accumulation, even with that sugars in their teeth, can cause this discalcification.
What's the argument for fluoride? Why let's take a break and then let's continue from there. We got to take a break. And then we'll come back with what is the wisdom behind them using fluoride. Don't go anywhere. We got the Miswak coming up.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Dean Show with Dr. Lena Garcia, specialist, doctor, expert with 2 degrees in this area. Doctorates in what is it?
Doctor in dental medical dentistry, uh-huh, and doctor in dental surgery.
Okay, so we have an expert in this area, someone who's gone above and beyond the conventional dentistry learning. We got a lot to learn, and we talk about fluoride. What's the wisdom behind this? What would someone, because there is an argument. If I had another dentist,
absolutely.
Have you gotten into this?
Absolutely, all the time.
What happens?
They get very angry.
Ooh.
Because they're very convinced by the ADA and by this whole, you know, process that fluoride helps. And perhaps topically, it could be of some benefit, but the side effects, once you ingest it, are totally harmful to anybody's bodies. And when you see children, sometimes you see a little brownish in their teeth, that's fluoride toxicity. Mm-hmm. And you see that very often. So fluoride is a toxic material that should not be taken.
What
by
do they
anybody.
Say that it strengthens
they
teeth?
They say that will strengthen teeth, that will make them harder and stronger.
Is that true?
No. It's topically, perhaps in certain situations, you could give, but it makes teeth more brittle.
That's what the clip the guy was showing his yes. kid is like. He was doing the fluoride treatment and his teeth yes. started to decay.
And it is for some cases, some people can, you know, allege that there is some benefit. I'm not fighting the fact that some of the cases could have some benefits, but mm-hmm. the side effect,
the harm outweighs the benefit.
Harm
you're saying
totally awaits the benefit.
When you look at a toothpaste bottle, it says if it's swallowed, yeah. contact you, poison control.
Yeah, you call poison control, and they swallow it all the time.
Yeah,
children play with toothpaste. Many times I tell parents yeah. do not give them any toothpaste, and if you do, buy in a place where it would not have any fluoride.
Or have to come to Dr. Grasso for the
detox. yeah. So yeah. It's being taken out of a lot of different markets. But as everything else in dentistry, you can go, you know, like root canals. They will tell you root canals are good, or the mercury fillings are no, you know, that they cause no harm. And you
Ooh, that's
have
a whole
to
different
topic.
We haven't even touched upon. Yeah, wow.
We have to read in between the lines. As a lay person, you have to educate yourself to who the practitioners you're choosing. You have to educate yourself into the procedures that they're offering. And the best thing that can make a patient's life easier is to choose practitioners that are already ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you choose a conventional dentist that is still doing fluoride and is still doing mercury fillings and go try to fight them, you know, that you don't want a fluoride or you don't want a this or that, it becomes very tedious.
Yeah.
And of course, even if they're not holistic or if they don't have all this training, they're still the experts. They're the doctors. They went to school. They have their, you know, availability to help patients in an emergency case. But we are going beyond that. We are suggesting that patients really take responsibilities to what they are choosing to put in their bodies.
Yeah.
And for that, they have to choose practitioners that are already ahead of the game, supporting them in what they need.
So tell me, is this correct? Okay, you want to have healthy teeth. Can you say, look, you want to remove, what is the plaque, kill the bacteria, mineralization, avoiding acidic foods, right? I found in my research, tell us, let's go now to this, you know, this is what we would call a sunnah. This is a way that's really recommended, you know, and I found people, you know, who this gentleman also, I've showed the clip, and others who wanted to have really healthy teeth, you know, they did research. I think this comes from the mustard tree, and it has all these things in there. I still brush my teeth, you know, and floss, but I avoid, you know, sugar, you know, white processed refined sugar and all that other garbage, the fake foods. But I added this to my regimen.
Yes.
And you know about it. Tell us a little about the miswak.
Miswak. So miswak, if you turn around it. So, okay, now the way you're doing it, if you turn around, you're going to show your audience how hard it is in the other side of it.
Yeah. See? But here it looks like
a brush.
Wow, that's amazing.
So you need to keep exercising it in your mouth and wetting it in order to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very antiseptic.
Yeah.
So it really helps to create this healthy environment in the mouth with healthy bugs.
Yeah.
So what the miswak does, it's literally to kill bad bugs, but in a healthy way without killing the good ones. And that's what other drugs will do.
Yeah.
They will kill the bad guys, but they also kill the good ones. So miswak is a very healthy way to do it.
This doesn't kill the good,
it kills the bad, but it won't kill the good ones.
Oh.
We want to maintain the healthy ones.
Yeah.
And we want to create a different environment in the mouth by using the miswak, by flossing, polishing the teeth. And I have a little model here.
Yeah, let us see that.
That I want to show you quickly how to polish, and that's what you do for some of those kids that, you know, when they're breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. So you put your fingers and you make sure to wipe, polish the teeth inside, outside, and on top of it.
Or a thin cloth.
Mm-hmm. It can be like a little cotton cloth that you don't have to throw it out all the time like you would a gauze.
Yeah.
That's pretty much you throw it out. We don't want to waste
it. Can you hold it up a little bit?
So we want to make sure we are polishing it in the inside.
Yeah, hold so they can see up high. Yeah, there you go.
On the top of it and on the outside. And you can do that with a cloth, mm-hmm. like a cloth that people shower themselves with. And then you use the different corners of it, and then you wash it.
Yes.
So you don't waste all the time. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, flossing. There was an article recently that came out saying that floss is unnecessary, and that's not the case. Floss is very important. But this one here, it doesn't... May I have this, please?
Yeah.
This one here does not... When it goes down, it's hard to get all the surfaces, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you have a bridge or something, it won't go down, right?
Yeah.
So this is a possibility.
Yeah.
It's a good beginning, but it really helps when you really have a floss, a piece of floss, and you put around your fingers, right? And you go, can they see it here?
Yeah, here, let me
you hold this for me, please? And then when you go with the floss, you go in one surface, how can they see?
Yeah.
One surface here, you go in the back, in between the same teeth, in the front, and you keep cleaning them all around. You only need to floss the teeth you want to keep forever. If there's any teeth you don't care to, you don't need to floss.
Thank you.
If you do care for your teeth, make sure this one is missing a little tooth here, but that's okay. We're going to put a nice bridge in there.
Just make a nice little toy. This is
Yes, right? To see what healthy teeth should be.
I told you, if you got teeth, you want to keep your teeth.
Definitely.
You're listening to the right program right now.
Yes, definitely.
So we're almost out of time. A couple more things. We got to have you back. We got to talk about root canals.
A lot of topics, right?
Yeah, it's just short. Now, the last thing about mineralizing teeth. If your teeth are demineralized, right, that's when you're susceptible to cavities. Can you touch upon this?
Right. That means your...
What does that mean? Yeah.
Your whole body. It's not just the teeth. The teeth are just the doorway to show you that discalcification. But in the end of the day, every bone in your body is vulnerable to that too. So if you see that discalcification, you know you have poor nutrition. Or of course, some patients are, you know, they had medications or things in the past that could not be helping at this moment. But nutrition is a key thing. Oil pulling is a great help, but it has to be with sesame seed oil. That's the original. In the book, in our chapter, we'll tell you the other oils you can use, but nowadays there is this trend to use coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Coconut oil is not the original one. We want to go back to the original one. It's literally much more efficient than the coconut oil.
We got one more minute, just real quick. So do you guys learn about nutrition? Do dentists, conventional dentists, learn about nutrition, the importance of nutrition?
Not at all. When I went to Boston University here, I had nutritional classes with the medical students, but that was literally in the first, second year, and then nobody talks about
nutrition.
But
nutrition is the key, isn't it?
The key to mineralize teeth, to keep the floras healthy. You have a flora in your mouth, in your guts. There's different floras in the body, and we must keep those flora healthy. For that, you have to have the right environment in the mouth with the gums clean, no metals, and you have to have the good nutrition in your guts to support that. In the end of the day, all those floras, they come together. And healthier the individual floras are, the whole flora in the body will be supporting health.
What advice do you have? We're out of time. Just real quick, Rami's a good friend of mine. He just finished at the University of Chicago dentistry, and he's, you know, young. He's really got into it to help people.
Yes.
You know, great guy. I'm sure there's a lot of great, you know, dentists out there. But from your experience now that you've gone above and beyond, what advice do you give for them who are doing some?
Young dentist.
Yeah.
Well, read
old
the book.
Dentists, young dentists, yeah. You know, but they want to do what's right.
Of course.
They want to help. They want to follow the truth.
If they have a holistic mind and heart, yes, and we support the young ones to develop that. Therefore, reading the book is a very good beginning. There's a lot of important chapters there. So that's a great beginning for him. And I'll be glad to guide him if he ever comes and, you know, spend a little time in my office. You know, seeing how we do things.
He's in Chicago also, yeah.
Okay, well. So
keep an open mind, and be informed. And we got the Cleaner Teeth, Longer Life with Dr. Lena Garcia. We look forward to having your husband on the show also, Dr. Grasso. So much to talk about. God willing, we can have you back sometime.
Yes, absolutely. I'll be honored to. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Make sure. Miswak Incorporated. They should incorporate it, huh? The Miswak.
Absolutely. And I'm looking for that to make it actually in powder. I'm still looking for that. If anybody knows anything about it, I'll be
glad. Dr. Saeed, we can hook you up with him. Yeah. Thank you very much. We started with peace. We end with peace. Peace with you. Assalamu alaikum.